Good afternoon, future students. This is the boarding announcement for Campus Gate. We are now inviting those passengers with interest in hydrogen engineering and social work. Please have your student ID cards and the motivation for a great experience ready. Regular application period will begin in June 2024. See you soon.
Why is social work so important for society, and which opportunities open up if you choose to pursue it academically? We want to clarify these questions in today's podcast episode, which will be about the hosted program Social Work Transnational. To give you a more detailed insight, we have a very special guest with us today, namely Professor Vera Taube. She is Professor of Educational Science in Social Work, and she has been working at the Technical University of Applied Sciences Würzburg-Schweinfurt since 2021. Professor Vera Taube will be answering exciting questions today and providing us with more detailed information about the bachelor's degree program offered by THWS in collaboration with the German Jordanian University. Hi, I'm Elena and I will guide you through this episode today. Social Work is one of the transnational study programs of THWS, which you can choose at GJU. You start the social work program at GJU, but then continue and finish your studies in Germany, more precisely in Würzburg at THWS. This means that you ultimately obtain a German degree that is also recognized in Jordan and internationally. Graduates of the social work degree program automatically receive state recognition as social pedagogues in Germany. This will open up many doors to stay in Germany right after graduation and to look for a job as a professional social worker. Social work promotes the social and societal development of people and their self-determination. Social justice, human rights, and respect for diversity are the foundations of social work. It encourages people to actively shape their lives. Social work is highly interdisciplinary and is present in most areas of our daily life. Social workers are game changers of society and make a positive impact on communities and individual life. Moreover, the demand for social work graduates is extremely high, especially in Germany. These are just a few reasons why social work is so important in today's society and why there should be more people specializing in it. The transnational experience that you get from the opportunity to study not only in Jordan, but also in Germany is particularly beneficial. You gain insights into the different lifestyles, cultures, and attitudes of the population. This gives you an even deeper understanding of people from other cultures, and you can incorporate this positively into your career. Through international study program, you will develop many personal skills such as appreciating cultural diversity, which will enrich your life and will be highly valued by your future employer too. But now with some facts about social work given, I will leave the floor to Professor Vera Taube, who will help us to find out more about social work and the amazing opportunities this discipline offers. Hello, Professor Dr. Vera Taube. Thanks for joining us today. Let's start with the first question. What opportunities do you see for social work in Germany in view of current social developments? What does social work offer, for example, when thinking about mental health, working in clinical settings, and with children?
Well, current developments in social work in Germany are, for example, the integration of refugees and migrants into the German society. The next very pressing problem is the aging population, so that we have more and more elderly and less younger people. Then there is a developing need of mental health services for diverse people and citizens. Then another challenge is homelessness and housing insecurity, which is especially pressing in bigger cities. And then we have an upcoming substance abuse and addiction problem. So people get more and more addicted to alcohol, but also playing games online. Then there is a huge field of child and family services. Families and children need support in diverse aspects, for example, in education or upbringing the children or in challenging behavior of the children. Another topic would be domestic violence and gender equality, something that is also developing more and more since there are more places to respond and places to address to if domestic violence happens. So we need better support structures for that. And then we have this issue of digitalization and social media impact on society. So people need to grow into the technical developments of new media and the internet and digitalization in various aspects of society. We have a huge issue in environmental and climate change. The impact on society of that is kind of obvious. So it's getting warmer and warmer. People suffer from the heat. We have migration tendencies because of climate change. And that is something that is a huge challenge for the future generations. And finally, we have poverty alleviation and social inequality that is growing. That means that in society, there's like a scissor opening itself. It's like some get richer and some get poorer. And this gap between those two stratas become more and more increasing. So the current social challenges that need to be addressed for achieving a more equitable and inclusive society are, so to say, the future challenges of social work, because social work is there to support people in tackling their everyday life challenges.
To what extent does the social work degree program at THWS offer students opportunities to prepare for future professional fields that are undergoing change?
The program at THWS prepares students for navigating and excelling in evolving professional fields by, for example, a comprehensive curriculum. That means we offer a huge variety of theoretical foundations, enabling students to, so to say, think out of the box. It's not only learning like how to do things, it's also how to think about things, how to change perspectives. Then the curriculum also includes many, many seminars and lessons about practical skills, not only learning practical skills, but also taught by practitioners from the field with the latest knowledge and the best methods and best practices. And then we also have specialized modules. If a student wants to specialize in a specific field, for example, drug addiction or family counseling, then there are some seminars to choose from and to specialize the knowledge and the seminar content to the needs for the further career ideas. And then we have, as a second item, an interdisciplinary approach. So that means we are encouraging an interdisciplinary discourse and perspectives. So we integrate knowledge from, for example, psychology, sociology, law, medicine, and also political science to give the students a broad overview over every knowledge situation or knowledge need to tackle everyday life problems. And this all together prepares to work in diverse professional environments together with diverse professional disciplines. And as a third item preparing students is the field practicum and the internships, as well as guest lecturers from diverse practice fields. Here, students can apply theoretical knowledge, they can gain insights in different fields, and they can also develop a network for their professional development for maybe future career options. The fourth item is focusing on emerging issues. That means we try to integrate as quick as possible future challenges like, for example, digitalization, migration and integration, and also sustainability questions and questions about social justice. Fifth item would be research and innovation. So this is the base of our lectures. We usually base our lectures on the latest research and innovative practices that we either do ourselves the research and or the developing the practices, or we learn it from the practitioners that we welcome as guest lecturers. And then there's another possibility to engage the students into the research itself. So it's like not only we do the research, it's also students take part in doing the research. And the sixth item would be the international exposure. So we have a variety of exchange programs and the International Teaching Week, where we gain diverse perspectives of international guest lecturers. And then we support the understanding and addressing of global social issues and try to prepare the students for increasing multicultural environments. Seventh issue would be ethical and reflective practice, which means we train the students in social diagnosis, in decision making, and also in handling complex ethical issues, which means basically that they are enabled to continuously reflect and improve their own practice in the future. And finally, the community engagement. Students at our study programs engage with local communities through, for example, projects and partnerships. They increase their social responsibility and practice experience in community development by engaging in practice projects and exchanging ideas and challenges with practitioners from the field.
How does THWS support its students in exploring and developing their individual strengths and interests in order to build a tailor-made career in social work?
At THWS, we have a large variety of support and counseling for students to develop their individual strengths and interests. So, for example, there would be individualized advising and mentorship. Every student has access to counseling about personal issues as well as study-related issues. And then we have a flexible curriculum and specialization fields. Flexible curriculum means that with the help of the student counseling, it is possible to adapt the study plan to personal needs. For example, if you need a vacation semester or something like that, you need to take a break, then it's possible to somehow rearrange the seminars and the exams to still successfully conclude the studies. The specializations mean, after coming back from the internship, you can choose a specializing field from a variety of 10 different fields, for example, family counseling, drug addiction, elderly care, and other things. Another idea would be to offer hands-on experiences and fieldwork that usually happens in cooperation with our practice partners. They come, give seminars and lectures. Sometimes the students also go into the practice field with projects or field experiences. THWS also offers a career service. There you can get workshops to practice job interviews. They support creating your job applications, and they give various workshops about diverse topics of career planning and future perspectives. THWS offers a lot of research opportunities. For example, at the Department of Social Sciences, there is the IFAS Institute, a research institute with four different research perspectives. One perspective is health, one is science of social work, one is digital transformation, and the last one is international social work. Then THWS offers a lot of possibilities for international exposure. For example, exchange programs, the International Teaching Week, international lectures, guest lecturers, seminars in English. So there are a huge variety of possibilities to expose yourself or themselves, the students, to international experiences. Another possibility would be networking and with professional associations. So THWS is engaged in the campus community dialogue. That means we are in constant exchange with practice partners. We have the guest lecturers from the practice field, and we always exchange knowledge back and forth, trying to test theory in the practice field and also trying to theorize practices explored in the practice. And then we have a professional development and skills training. Many of our seminars not only include theoretical knowledge or things that you have to study for the exam, it's also learning how to work in a group, how to experience your own trigger points, how to improve soft skills, for example, in counseling or in enduring difficult situations. And finally, we have a variety of support services, for example, counseling and psychological support, disability services, and also individualized study counseling, either by a professor, by an official counseling situation, or also peer-to-peer with students that are more enhanced in their studies so far.
What role does research at THWS play in identifying and disseminating innovative approaches in social work to continuously improve the quality of services?
We have an applied research focus. That means that we are usually gaining our research questions from the practice, from the exchange with practice fields, and also that we engage practitioners and practice field participants, for example, also service users, into the research. We have a quite strong collaboration with practitioners, not only in teaching, but also in doing research. We use innovative methodologies for research. That might be, for example, participatory action research that we develop together with the communities and also use those participatory approaches for researching the communities. Then we have an interdisciplinary branch of research. That means we are not doing our research alone, on our own, or only with practitioners, but also in collaboration with, for example, health institutions, psychologists, sociologists, and so on. We also have a high rate of student involvement, so either in their bachelor or master thesis, or sometimes even in the research seminars, students engage or even develop their own research questions, follow them, and create results, and that can be used in practice. The knowledge dissemination usually functions via writing books, book chapters, or articles. And THWS also hosts its own science journal, which is called THWS Science Journal, and that comes out open access and online so everyone can read it. We also include modern technology in research, in our research focus, for example, care robots or virtual reality or other digital devices and opportunities to do research. And then we have this continuous feedback loop between the theory and the practice, like the THWS and practitioners from the field come together frequently every now and then in the campus community dialogue to discuss what are the issues in the practice field, what are the latest research results, and how can we combine it to develop best practice examples.
What new professional fields or employment opportunities do you think will open up for social workers in Germany in the next few years? And how can the training at THWS prepare them for this?
New fields of social work that are coming up will be digital social work. Because of the increasing digitalization and new technologies, we need to catch up with the developments and have to also support people in using them, understanding them, and use them in a proper way. Then another issue or new field of social work, which is not really a new field, but a developing and upcoming field that is going to expand. It's gerontological social work because of the demographical change and the challenges that evolve from it. Then we have environmental social work coming along with climate change and all the side effects of it. Then we have the migration and refugee support field of social work that is also becoming an increasing challenge and task for social work. Then there will be community-based health initiatives that try to develop healthcare, health support into a more societal perspective, not only individualized, but also like a structural issue that has to be tackled. Then we need to think about corporate social responsibility and also crisis and disaster response, which will also be kind of innovative and new fields of social work. How can we prepare the students for the new fields of social work and the challenges coming along? The most important part is curriculum development. We need to include the latest research knowledge, the best practices, and also teach the students how to solve problems based on theory and best practice ideas. We have interdisciplinary collaboration so that the students already learn during their studies how to work together with psychologists, with the justice system, with everyone involved in those new fields, every other profession that takes care of issues coming along in the new fields of social work. We need to increase practical training. We need to expose students to the practice field as soon as possible, so that they learn to analyze the situation, to identify problems and challenges, and to connect their theoretical knowledge with practice problems. We need also to have continuous education, which means after they graduate, the students graduate, they can come back every now and then to just refresh or back up their knowledge they already have in their gained in their basic studies, so that they can always top up their knowledge about upcoming new challenges and things. And then research and innovation is another thing that prepares students for the future challenges of the new work fields if they learn how to research and to use research results for developing their practice. They are quite well equipped to face every future challenge they will find in their future practice life.
How do you see the future of social work in Germany, and what role can THWS play in preparing and inspiring the next generation of social workers for this future?
The future of social work in Germany will be heavily influenced by the integration of technology and also the focus on mental health. There will be an emphasis on preventive and community-based approaches. We need to focus on diversity and inclusion and also have to keep in mind that we have an aging population. Another thing that is kind of challenging or for the future generations, important topic to address is the environmental and social justice. It's not only about climate change and how to live with it, it's also how to balance the inequalities that come along with it. And social justice is an ongoing issue that social work always had on the plate. And finally, globalization and migration issues. And how do we prepare students for it? We have an innovative curriculum. We have a large variety of practical training in our studies. We have applied research and praxis development informed by research results. We have a high rate of community engagement and co-creation and taking action in practice fields for the students. We offer professional development by continuing education. We have mentorships and support for students, and we also try to enhance their advocacy and leadership skills for being future social workers, maybe even in decision-making positions.
How can students benefit from the transnational aspects of the new program with GJU, and what advantages does this offer for their professional future in Germany?
At THWS, the students gain cultural competence and global perspectives. They are exposed to different cultures, social issues and practices, and grounded in that, they develop their competences and perspectives. Furthermore, they have enhanced learning experiences, so the curriculum incorporates knowledge and best practices from both countries, so the experiences are richer and more comprehensive, and they gain more educational experiences. And also, their comparative analysis skills can develop, because they are learning to compare and contrast social work systems, policies and practices. This is also fostering critical thinking and analytical skills. The students have advanced language skills because the program involves learning and improving language skills in German and English. The students get a lot of networking opportunities. They are able to build a network of peers, academics and professionals from both countries. And they also build up professional connections by internship, job placements and international collaboration projects. The advantages for their professional future in Germany might be that the competitive edge in job market is easier to tackle because of their unique skill set in transnational experience and global competence, and they have broader opportunities maybe than other graduates because they have an ability to work in diverse environments. The students are also very versatile and adaptable. They learn problem-solving skills by being exposed to different practices and challenges, which fosters problem-solving that is very adaptable. And they have a high rate of flexibility because of their ability to adapt to different cultural and professional settings. Then, leadership and advocacy. They are prepared for global leadership, a global perspective to advocate for policies and practices in international standards. And they are also able to influence policy by offering and integrating approaches they learned in their studies abroad. They also have enhanced research and academic opportunities. For example, they can take part in international research collaborations. They also might have easier access to advanced studies. The degree at THWS may open doors for further academic pursuits, for example, doctoral degrees or specialized certificates in Germany and also internationally. Finally, they gain specialized knowledge, especially in migration and refugee work, and also in cross-cultural interventions. In order to support that, THWS offers a structured exchange program, joint projects and internships, and also alumni and professional networks in both countries.
And last but not least, what opportunities are available to graduates of the social work degree program at THWS in terms of international cooperation and projects that can broaden their career prospects?
Opportunities for graduates concerning their future careers will be they are able to work at international organizations and NGOs. They are able to participate in transnational research projects and also in global health initiatives. They participate in cross-cultural exchange programs. They could also work in developmental programs. They take part in policy and advocacy on international level. They can also work in academic and training institutions and also in corporate social responsibility. How the international cooperation enhances their career prospects is, for example, because of the global network expansion for the students. They take part in professional networks and mentorships and guidances. They also have a skill enhancement, which means they learn cultural competences and language skills already in their studies. They don't have to bring it along with them. They also gain professional recognition by earning global credentials they can use all over the world. And finally, they can take an impact and contribute to international community building on a global level.
So now you have heard a lot of information about the social work degree program. As you will have probably realized, the program offered by THWS in collaboration with GJU is not only an excellent opportunity for your personal development, but also for your future and a professional career. Because with a degree in social work, many doors are open to you, not only in Germany and Jordan, but also internationally. In the next episode of this podcast, you will learn a lot more about social work. You will get some more general information and exciting expertise from Ralf Roskopf and Dr. Agadir of the Princess Tegrid Institute. And in case this is the first episode you have listened to of this podcast, don't miss out on our previous episodes where we talk about what the Campus Gate is, the collaboration between THWS and GJU, and the study offers you will encounter. Thank you, Professor Taube, for all the interesting insights into the amazing profession of social work and the opportunities this great THWS study program offers. I'm sure that it has been enormously clarifying and that many future students will have now a clearer idea of what social work is about and where they can work in the future. Thank you for taking the time and goodbye. I would also like to thank the listeners for joining me and listening attentively to this episode about the social work degree program and all its job opportunities. In the episode description, you will find further useful links such as the website. Also check out the social media channels and stay tuned for the next episode. Bye!
Future students, the captain is about to land at the THWS in Würzburg. Please send your application and fasten your seatbelt. Also, make sure not to miss out on further information on the websites linked below. If you have any questions about the CampusGate project, please don't hesitate to text the official website account. We hope you had a fun time listening to this episode. See you next time.